We could not be more excited for our final guest performance at our farewell concert. Our keynote speaker has spoken in all 50 states and has been on a bit of a world tour himself, having performances in Canada, China, Singapore, and parts of Europe. He's addressed the United Nations and has been named one of the youngest presidential appointees to this day. On and off the stage, he helps individuals heighten their soft skills, reconnect with their hidden passions through laughter, celebrate community, and embrace diversity. FFA members and guests, please join me in welcoming to the stage our national FFA keynote speaker, Mr. Kevin Wanzer.
All right, thank you very much. Wow, how about these corn pants? I got online, I Googled corn corduroy pants, and there's a company in England that made them, and here I am. Before I do anything, I want to thank John Schutte, our organist. I don't know where you are, where he's sitting, but let's hear for John and his organ, is for being so great. Today's going to be different. This is what I've looked forward to more than anything for a long, long time. Some of you have actually seen me present before. Most of you have no idea. I do want to thank the FFA choir and band. If you can thank them one more time, they've been amazing. Today, look at this. This is crazy. Stadium tour. This is going to be really fun. Today we're going to engage through laughter. This has been on my bucket present here for a long time. I was an attendee at the first FFA conference 97 years ago. I was 14 years old. It was very exciting. I want to congratulate you on your first year of 1 million members of FFA in this country. That is incredible. You represent 6% of all the membership being here at the conference. I found this quote: FFA attendees are the kindest, smartest audience who engages with the speaker, keeps their phones off, and laughs like crazy. FFA is the number one most receptive audience in the world. I read that. That was the totally made up digest, but still. Your love for me, though, the way you've embraced me since I've been here is amazing. When I drove downtown and I saw what you did on the JW Marriott, I have never been more touched in my entire life. It is so special that you did that. So usually when a speaker is up presenting, typically they say the old, you know, how are you doing? And then you give a half-hearted response. I am not going to do that. I don't have a lot of time. As an ADHD person, I hate when speakers do that. So you're going to have one chance. I'm going to ask you how you're doing, and you can reply appropriately. By the way, if you're not having a great time, this is your time to boo and to hiss. So if I ask you how you're feeling and you're not having a good time, boo and hiss, but at the same time, throw money. And so come up stage, don't throw coins. Actually, if you don't have money, you can Venmo me. That's the actual Venmo code. And if anyone in here is crazy enough to actually do it, any money is going to go to the Give Blue Foundation, which is extraordinary. If you don't know what Give Blue is, it provides jackets for young people that do not have jackets themselves, financially cannot. So that is what we're gonna do. Here we go. You have one chance. FFA, how are you doing? Fantastic. To prepare for this, I went to the National FFA Museum, and I found in the archive an actual copy of the first FFA keynote address that was ever given, ever. And they told me I had to put on gloves to touch it, but it's too much time, and it's just a joke anyway. And so I found the actual keynote address. I read it. I was very touched. I thought that the words written 97 years ago for the first keynote address are just as appropriate today as they were back then. And so I'm just going to read you the speech verbatim. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. What up, my FFA squad? Are you ready to get turnt? Because this FFA convention is extra, extra, and already be bussin'. So grab some ketchup and mustard for your glizzy, because we're about to vibe. No cap, it's gonna be lit. We're here to slay, talk farming, and maybe yeet a few ideas. Keep it 100, don't ghost, and avoid any Skippity Ohio moments. Let's flex that agriculture knowledge and leadership skills. Stay woke, and remember the grind doesn't stop. Wobble, baby. Wobble, baby, wobble. As a Sigma, you gotta stay savage. And make sure to clap back at all the salty haters in life. Embrace the JOMO on everything else happening. Always engage and stay thirsty. And never, ever stop being brat. And of course, you all know what BRAT stands for. Here we go. Best ranchers around, true? Now, I don't know how these words are invented. I don't know how they become viral. But if we ever had a chance to actually create a word with a million active members and so many people here, tonight is the night. So let me introduce a word. The word is SNFM. S-N-F-M. Here is what it stands for. Synchronicity never fails me. And what that means, for those of you that don't, synchronicity is when things just kind of line up, when things just kind of go your way, when you're vibing with someone and you know the exact thought they're happening, those are SNFM moments. When you look for the good in life, when you acknowledge the good around you, those are SNFM moments. That is my license plate, is SNFM. And so I challenge you to start passing this word around throughout the convention. When you have SNFM moments, you can hashtag FFA SNFM, and all of us together can enjoy and share the SNFM moments around you. Today is about choosing to engage through laughter, to be able to find the humor that surrounds us and be able to find the funny in life. There are many examples of looking for the funny in life. We've all been through drive-thrus at McDonald's where you really can't understand what they're saying because the speaker's kind of broken and messed up and muffled. Next time you go through a drive-thru, get yourselves one of these, a kazoo. And if you do this right, this works every time. When they say, "Hey, welcome to McDonald's, can I take your order?" You talk to them back. The scary thing is they actually can understand you, which is disturbing. So if you do that, you must do that at the drive-thru. It's only funny at the drive-thru. I got this. This is one of my favorite things ever. This is a magician's blindfold. This is a blindfold that looks like a blindfold, but it's not. It's a magician's blindfold. It's got mesh on the inside. I can see through it perfectly fine. I'll prove I can see through it. I'll tell you how many fingers I'm holding up. 12. And so I bought this thing. I wear this thing around. I'm telling you right now, I've never had more fun driving in my entire life, right? Or go to a grocery store. Go to a grocery store and buy one thing. You can do this. Buy one grape. That's it. Put one grape in your cart, wheel it around the store, get in the express checkout line because you qualify, take the grape, put it in the conveyor belt, watch it roll down, and if you don't laugh, they don't know what to do. They have to take you seriously because one, you're the customer, and two, they can't tell if something's not right. And so they don't know how much to charge you. This one time, the cashier tried to scan the grape. Most cashiers try to weigh it. One grape weighs nothing. So to get you out of there, they're like, "Gordon, just take it. Take the grape." So you take it, thank them, eat it, go get another one, get back in line, right? Still hungry. By the way, if you check out this hashtag online, you will not believe how many people like yourselves have done this and actually put it online. And you know the one thing they all have in common? Restraining orders, right? And so again, we're talking about engagement. I talk about engaging with empathy. There's a Hawaiian tradition. They believe that when you're born with a bowl of light inside of you called mana. Mana means power. Mana is our connection to each other. It's our connection to the universe. It's our connection to the sniff-em moments we have in life. And every time something negative happens to you, every time you're put down, every time you're hurt or neglected, pebbles start filling up that bowl of light. If you put enough pebbles in a bowl of light, eventually the light becomes suffocated. It's still there, it just can't break through all the negativity. So now you have a choice. You can either ask yourself, why did this happen to me, or why did this happen for me? Because you are in control of handling the circumstances that happen to you. You can take that pebble, learn the lesson from it, remove it, and allow that light to shine. That light connects all of us as one, because there's only two emotions in the world. There's fear and there's love. Fear and pebbles are the same thing. Fear cannot exist where love is. Love cannot exist where fear is. And no one is born fearful, although USA Today newspaper found out when you're born with two fears. You're born with the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises, which means if you really want to freak out a baby, scream at him and throw him off a cliff. You know, I don't know. No, I'm just serious. And so you have a choice as to how you react to the negative things that happen in your life. So if you have a situation, someone in your life that you know needs help and you want to help them, but you don't know how to go about doing that, here's the formula. It's called choose to act. Very simply, A, ask the question. If you know someone's having a tough time and you take a moment to say, hey, what's going on? Is everything okay? Even if they don't want to talk about it, they know they have you as an ally. And once they start talking, you care about what they're saying in a very authentic way. And then if they need help, you tell someone. I don't expect you to help and be able to solve all the problems for them, but there's a difference between telling on someone and telling for someone. And now you can get them the help that they need. It's very simple. Ask, care, and tell. And as leaders, sometimes we fall into this. We think that we have to solve a lot of the problems, where we are experiencing depression ourselves. I experience depression. I consider it's in remission right now. I have anxiety as well. That's in remission. However, I realize that anxiety and depression are clouds of emotions that we visit, but they're real. You know, when people say, well, depression means you're sad. No, it doesn't. I could be one of the happiest people in the world and still be depressed. My point to you is this. As a leader, if you feel these emotions and you don't know what to do, one, you're not alone, and two, it's okay to ask for help yourself, for you to care for yourself, to tell someone what's going on. Ask, care, and tell. Be very gentle with each other because everyone has a story. Everyone has a struggle. If we knew everyone's story in here, we would treat them so differently. You have no idea what your acknowledgement, what your smile, what your compliment says and does for someone, even a total stranger. You have no idea what your gratitude does. Thank you for your kindness. If you see something, say something. If you ever wonder, I wonder if I should say this nice thing to this person right now. Yes, say that thing, because you don't know if it's hitting an array right now where they really could hear what you have to say. Choosing to engage by celebrating our uniqueness and our commonality. We are way more alike than we are different. So many times we separate ourselves. This person's in this group. This person's in this group. Think about it. We're way more alike. If any of this stuff applies to you right now, all I ask you to do is gently raise your hand and say the words, yep, that's me, and you will see how much you have in common with other people here. Is anyone an only child? Okay, two of you. Anyone, we have three or more siblings. Five or more siblings. Seven or more siblings. Has anyone lost track? You're not really sure. The highest I've ever seen, I've been doing this for 40 years, the highest I've ever seen was 27. And finally, I had to sit my mom down and say, "Mom, that is enough. Find something else to do." Anyone have siblings that were in FFA? Anyone have parents that were in FFA? Anyone has grandparents that were in FFA? Look at that. Anyone have great-grandparents that were in FFA? Did you hear that? Is that incredible? Anyone in here had to go through something pretty monumental to be able to make it to this convention? Okay, for those few people, listen carefully. I'm talking to those few people. If you had to go through some type of something monumental in your life, it could be a financial hardship, it could be something you left behind, whatever it is, I promise you that you are in the right place. I don't believe in mistakes. This is the first time and the only time. All of us will be together as a collective one. If you went through something difficult to be here, thank you for whatever that was. You belong here, so thank you. Anyone in here never thought before today you would hear Justin Bieber's baby played on a pipe organ? Do we have any triplets in here? Do we have any twins in here? Is anyone single? Woo! Does anyone have shingles? Boo! Anyone love to see how I won my third grade talent show? All right, here we go. All right, I did this in third grade. I put on this neck garment. I stood in front of my entire school. I put it around my neck and I said, okay, this is gonna be a contest. I'm gonna roll up the big part, then I'm gonna roll up the little part, and then I'm gonna drop it at the same time. And then I told the audience, just silently in their head, predict which one they think's gonna win the competition when I drop them, the big or the little, and then I counted down. 3, 2, 1, it's a tie. Thank you. No, that is so dumb. Anyone in here procrastinate? You really put things off till the last second. Anyone procrastinate so much? Then when I just asked you if you procrastinated, you did not raise your hand. You waited till right now. Anyone traveled more than 2,000 miles to be here today? That's awesome. Anyone before convention had no idea where Indianapolis, Indiana was located? Anyone still have no idea where Indianapolis is located? Anyone just realized you're at the wrong convention? Anyone have friends or family that are not sure what it is you do in FFA? Anyone in here, you are not sure what you do in FFA. Anyone has the best advisor in FFA. Anyone have a mediocre advisor in FFA? Anyone in here could never imagine that your photo would be shown during the opening keynote address just because you were in line at a Dunkin' in Baltimore, Maryland Airport as you were flying to Indianapolis and just happened to run into the keynote speaker and your name is Mason Blood from Sugar Hill, New Hampshire. Is Mason here? There he is. Anyone in here has someone in FFA that you look forward to seeing all the time? Anyone in here feel a bit awkward? Because just now I asked, is there anyone that you look forward to seeing all the time? And the person sitting next to you, who you thought was a friend, just now did not raise their hand. Anyone know someone or yourself have some type of hidden disability? All right, here's the deal. There's a program I work with called Best Buddies. Anyone heard of Best Buddies? Best Buddies They pair young people that have intellectual disabilities with other people that do not, so that person has the best buddy throughout the school year. They have a program or a campaign called Spread the Word, the End the Word, all about not using the R word in how you refer to people. I was in an airport one time. A guy was on the phone. He kept using the R word. When he hung up, I gently talked to him. Hey, where are you from? Where are you going? We struck up a conversation and a friendship. At the end of the conversation, he said, I'm glad we got a chance to meet. And I said, the only reason I started talking to you is because a second ago, you happened to be using this R word. And I just wanted to speak up on behalf of people that can't speak for themselves and ask you, if you could use a different word, that would be so appreciated. And the guy looks at me and he goes, oh man, I'm so embarrassed. I'm like, no, you don't have to be embarrassed. He goes, no, I get it. I'm gonna commit to you right now. I'm just not gonna use that word. And we shook hands. And in that moment, my life changed. Because I used to think the people that were racist or prejudiced or homophobic or trans, whatever, the list goes on and on. I used to think, you know what? That's just how they are. That's just how it's gonna be. But it's not true. You have the power of changing someone's beliefs, attitudes and actions about how you go about it. If I were to yell at this guy, you are such an idiot, don't use that word, there's no way he's gonna change his mind. But if you do it through kindness, through compassion, through empathy, kindness has the power to change the world. Thank you for taking a stand for what's different than you. Anyone ever walk in the opposite gender bathroom on accident? Anyone ever walked in on purpose? He went there with a mission. Anyone, you always try to be the first person to say hi to a stranger when you're walking by. That is so important. If you are the first to say hi to someone, most people will say hi back. They just need you as a leader to just open the door of kindness. Anyone, you're the first person to say thank you for what you do to people that really matter. I guarantee you right now, the people in your life, the strangers that you meet, anytime you say thank you for what you do, allows them to feel valued for who they are. Anyone ever takes time to discover people's passions? Okay, what I mean by that is this. It's very simple. I have a program. I do a lot of state conferences, school assemblies. I talk about how to get along with the most difficult person. And the answer is this. Learn how to connect. And the way you connect with someone is take the time to discover their passions. As soon as you discover what someone is passionate about and you talk about that thing, all of a sudden the relationship opens up. You can do it at the conference. My challenge to you is to do it on elevators. When you get on elevators, all you have to say is, okay, real quickly, what's everyone's passion? Connect with these people more than you ever have. Also, if you want to have a good time the rest of the conference and you want to identify with people that were in this particular session, when you get on the elevator, face the back wall. Do not turn around. If I get on an elevator and I see you facing the back wall, I know that you are my Ohana, my family. Anyone ever experienced deja vu, the feeling something's happened before? Anyone tend to forget something you just heard a second ago? Anyone ever experienced deja vu, the feeling that something's happened before? Anyone ever dropped their phone in the toilet? Anyone ever drop their phone in the skippity toilet? Anyone? Maya Angelou talks about if we can learn to see each other and ourselves and recognize as humans, we are way more alike than we are unlike. We are more alike than different. That's what FFA is about. Doppelgangers. Doppelgangers is someone that looks like you. Has anyone in here ever been told you have a doppelganger? Someone who's out there that's like you? I went to a gas station a couple years ago. I put the nozzle back in the gas pump. I look above the gas pump, there's a sign. The sign, I could not believe it. I look at the guy, I'm like, oh my gosh, that guy looks just like me. I have never been so freaked out in my entire life. Here are some doppelgangers you might appreciate. Let's get ready to have some fun here. We have Miss Jackson, her doppelganger, Hermione. There you go. We have Grant. His doppelganger, Jimmy Kimmel, that's not bad. Canyon, all of you in here know this one. There we go. We have Morgan, Morgan's doppelganger. Kristen Bell, you can tell with the cheekbones. We have awesome Carter, Carter's doppelganger. Fred Flintstone. We have Emily, Emily's doppelganger, Flo from insurance. And of course, my doppelganger, I'm really sorry. And we are way more alike than we are different. If you can choose to engage by choosing to love others, that will make such a profound difference in your life. I wrote a book that came to me in a dream in 1992, and I turned it into a book to dedicate it to one of my children. I think the message of this book is exactly what it is to be an FFA leader, to engage the unengageable. It goes like this. It is amazing in this world today that's filled with love and hate. What separates the common one from the one who's truly great? For it's not the money in your bank account or the stuff in your backyard. It is instead what you share from inside of your loving, compassionate heart. You do not choose your color of skin. You don't choose to be born rich or poor. You don't choose to be deaf or blind, wishing you had something more. You don't choose with whom you fall in love. You don't choose to be born woman or man. You don't choose your family at birth. It's all part of a much larger plan. And although for some it's hard to relate to the differences others endure, keep in mind there are certain choices that make you shallow or pure. You do choose to love or hate. You do choose to follow or lead. You do choose to embrace or ignore others in their time of need. Some things in life you cannot change, but your attitude can change. It's true. And by doing so, you can affect the people who look up to you. The meaning of life is the greatest mystery of all, but the answer is easily found. It is unconditional love for all humankind who walk on our common ground. Thank you. Engaging through laughter. Laughter. I've never known anyone that's anti-comedy. I've never known anyone that's anti-laughter. I've had so much fun they've been unbelievable the time that I had. Although when I first met them, they did something that I was not a fan of. I had no idea what this was. I'd never heard about it in my entire life. Let's just take a look, shall we?
Give me my money.
Yeah!
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 This is how I reacted. This is how some other people reacted. I found a shirt online. I just gave it to them as a present. Here are your FFA officers' new uniforms. Give me my money. And finally, engaging through acknowledgement, taking the time to acknowledge the good in your life, the things that you see. My mom lives here in town, and there's a gentleman that lives in the same assisted living facility that she does. His name is Dean Wren. Dean is one of the oldest living chapter presidents in FFA history right now. He is one of the most greatest coaches in Illinois State history and in football. He's in the St. Louis Hall of Fame. I talked to him about what I was going to do, that I was speaking at FFA. He told me about it. He said he was chapter president. Oh, this is Dean as a farmer. And the thing is with Dean is when he was younger, like many young people in the 1950s, 1951 and 1952 is when he was president, he couldn't afford the jacket. And now with the Give Blue campaign, because of people like you, so many people can have and be part of that family. But I went out and I did something, and here's the great thing. This is so awesome. Dean is here with us right now. Dean, I don't want to embarrass you. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. And we, oh, Dean, you're so awesome. Oh my gosh, you're just the best. Dean. We have this to present to you. It's part of an FFA jacket. You can see it. 1951 to 1952, chapter president, presented to Dean Wren, West Frankfort High School. Thank you for what you do, Dean. You are the best. You're welcome. You're welcome. For your trophy room, the best. What an honor. There you go. That's my bud right there. All right, engaging through gratitude. There are so many people. Event EQ, they're the ones, the AV people behind this magnificent setup. Let's thank the people behind the scenes here today. Dr. Park, I thank him. Christy, and Mandy and Denise, there's no way they ever could get enough acknowledgement for what they do. Even if you don't know them, please give them a round of applause for what they do. I want to thank, of course, my family for being here today. That's pretty exciting, especially Tay-Tay. I don't know where you are, but I love you, honey. And then finally, and Travis, the gentlemen that have been involved with FFA forever. They've been a godsend and such a help to me. And finally, my niece works for FFA. She's in charge of social media. Her name is Anna Banana. Thank you, Anna, wherever you are, you can post that online. And finally, the advisors. What you do is such a dedication. There's no way to ever thank you enough for all that you've done. And, absolutely. And the national officers, by the way, if I can help you out back in your world, just go kevinwanzer.com/FFA. Don't go there now. There's not a lot going on there, but there will be later on tonight. I do a lot of state conventions. I'd love to come to your neck of the worlds. So here's the way we're going to wrap it up. Ask yourself this. What do you know that you don't know that you know? Everything I talked about here tonight is pretty much common sense, but sometimes we're taught things that we know that we don't know that we already know. For example, in life, we're all singing different words. However, we're all singing the exact same tune. I found out that the Alphabet Song and Ba Ba Black Sheep and Twinkle Twinkle Little Star are all the exact same tune. Some of you knew this, some of you had no idea till right now, and some of you are trying to sing all three songs in your head right now at the exact same time. So here is the way we're gonna wrap it up. This is our own FFA choir. If you were born January, February, March, or April, please raise your hand. You are the Alphabet Song. If you're May, June, July, August, raise your hand. You're Ba Ba Black Sheep. And if you're September, October, November, or December, you're Twinkle Twinkle. And here we go. If you're like me, you have ADD, ADHD, or you get bored real easily, raise your hand. You're gonna sing with me the song on the bottom of the screen. This is gonna end it for me. I can't tell you how excited, I've done this for 40 years now. I promise you, this is the highlight of my life. I cannot thank you enough. Here we go, all together now. Twinkle, black sheep, EFG. Yes, sir, JK, what you are. Q for my master, world so high. W, the little girl who lives in the sky. Now I, black sheep, little star. How time, yes, sir, sing with me. My God, thank you, FFA. You guys are awesome. Thank you very, 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 very much. Thank you. Thank you.